So good morning once again, and it's really lovely to see so many old jewels of the outside of India. And Mary just told me that 80 registered for this session. It's a lot, isn't it? It's great. And I was remembering when we celebrated 50 years, the Golden Jubilee of the Yajna. Baba came and all the daddies were sitting in front. I'm not going to speak much at all, we just will. Anyway, Baba met all the daddies, and all the daddies were sitting in front, and he gave them all drishti, and then Baba had a huge smile on his face, and he said, "Look, I was remembering when you were all young kumaris, and now you're all old and grey and coughing and spluttering." And Baba, you know, it's a bit like all of us, isn't it? We all knew each other 40, 45, 50 years ago. We were barely out of our teens, and what happened. And I also remember once when I was 10 years in Gyan, we met Baba, those from foreign countries. And Baba said that 10 years in the West, as Baba said, is like 25 years in India. So I did a few mathematics this morning, and that means that if you're 35 years with Baba, according to Baba's maths, it's like 88 years. It's like from the beginning of the Yajna, so yeah. Anyway, they're Baba's unique mathematics. So I just thought this morning would be lovely to hear from as many as possible. And what I was thinking, just to start for 10 minutes, to find someone you don't know, that you don't normally connect with, and just to share, after all these years, what's most important for you in Brahman life? What's the most important thing in your life with Baba at the moment? And then after 8 or 10 minutes, I'll say, maybe we can come back together. It'd be really lovely to hear from as many as possible. I think it'd be nice, wouldn't it, to hear from many voices. So is that okay? Just to stand up and find somebody that you don't know very well, someone maybe you've never met before, if possible. Hopefully not someone you know. So thanks everyone. We actually only have till 10:30. So it's not much time, but it'd be really lovely to hear from as many voices as possible. It'd be really lovely to hear from as many as possible, just after all these years with Baba, after all the wonderful, the magic, the challenges, the learnings. What's most important for you at this time? What's really meaningful for you? What's driving your heart in your Brahman life at the moment? It'd be really lovely to hear, but because there's many, maybe can we restrict it to just 2-3 minutes? Would that be okay? So we'd love, there's a microphone in the middle, and I don't know. Yes, Mary's going to pass it. But if you can just introduce yourself, your name, your country. You can sit where you are if you like.
And yeah. My name is Daksha, and I've been in Gyan for over 45 years now.
Where are you based, Daksha?
I am based in Leicester in UK, and Harmony House is where I go for my sustenance every day in Leicester. It's really big, and I would really encourage all of you to come there. if you can. So what has really inspired me is Baba's love. Really, Baba's love and Murli has really sustained me and the Brahmin family. The love from the Brahmin family as well. It's just these three things has really sustained me. Is Baba, Baba's love, Murli, love with Murli, and the Brahmin family. Om Shanti.
Thank you.
Sorry.
If if you just want to put up your hand if you want to share something, Mary has volunteered to be a take the mic.
So good morning, my name's Maureen. I'm from Australia, currently based in Perth, and been in Yarn for 41 years. And when Goodwin and I were talking, she mentioned the word immortal. And I love that word because it just means you're there for life. Once you have the seed, the truth can never come or leave you. So we just talked a little bit about that. And then the one thing that kept me going for my whole Brahmin life is, because when I came, I fell in love. You know, I fell in love with Baba. I thought, oh, wow, this really, really did. And that's sustained me for all this time. Plus, I love a challenge. And Baba gives us plenty of those challenges just to test us.
So thank you, Maureen.
Om Shanti, my name is Sona, currently in Abu Dhabi, and I've been with Baba 37 years. And when Nirmala Didi left the body last year, I was here, and on the last day of offering Bhog, Didi came. And at that time, she gave incredible drishti of love. And when I came in front of her, I was just completely transported into another place. Initially, it was Didi being this sort of source of love. But when I was taking drishti from her, I forgot myself. And I just went into the space of love, like used to happen when Baba used to come. But this time, it seemed to have drilled much deeper into me. And in that moment, Didi was gone and Sona was gone. And it was just love and love. And that experience has left a very deep impact inside me. And I guess I've redefined for myself who God is. I've redefined what the karma teet stage is. I've redefined what Bhaktisaman is. And just trying to be loving in every second is what's kept me close to Baba and what's pushing me in my Brahmin life now. It was one of those turning points after many, many years. So it really helped. Thank you. Shanti.
Good morning, my name's Raywin. I took physical and spiritual birth in New Zealand 38 years ago spiritually, and I'm now based in Melbourne, Australia, where I've been for about the last 15 years. I had a huge problem with reacting. Old sanskars have been my problem all my Brahmin life. And so I'm really working on that, and I feel like I've got a grip on that. And it was a bit like the panel was saying last night, you know, about not reacting to situations, circumstances, other people, all that type of thing. It's so important, I think, for us as Brahmins, because it can be our downfall all the time. Otherwise, we're always thinking, this shouldn't be like that, they shouldn't say that, anything. So that's really what I've been working on and still working on. Is that self-sovereignty. Otherwise, you know, we can't do what Baba wants us to do. So I can't say enough how important that type of thing is, because everything's our karma. No matter who we're living with, what's happening, it is our karma, and it's there for to benefit and make us grow. Om Shanti.
Mm.
Om Shanti. My name is Elizabeth.
Where are you from?
I am from San Francisco. What brought me to Baba is still what keeps me going. I never kept with anything more than 5 years. Even a job, a good job even. So I found that I was good at being other people. Maybe you can relate to that. Anyone could probably relate to that. And I'm still learning this one, how to be real, how to be me. Om Shanti.
And Elizabeth, how many years are you now?
39.
Om Shanti. My name is Bert, like Bert of Christ. I'm from Trinidad, Caribbean, West Indies. Brian Lara, for those who listen to cricket. I'm in Guyana just over 40 years. And I think the thing that has pulled me from the very first day I heard, not about the soul, I didn't even hear about the Father, because I never had much relationship with a Father. So I was searching for a Father. I was searching for a Father in Jesus the Christ. And so, when this knowledge was introduced to me, the first meditation that I did, I felt like something is turning inside. Something is pointing me to what I was looking for all my life. Om Shanti.
Anyone on this side of the room? Carolyn, okay.
Om Shanti, my name is Carolyn, and I've been in Gyan 35 years, or maybe 36, I'm not sure. But I come from a small little center in the beginning, so Daddy said I took more than 6 months in London than all of my 18 years in Seattle. So, but I was always searching for, I wanted a world where everybody got along together, a beautiful world, and it was so nice to come find Baba in this family that believed that. People always say you're idealistic. And so sometimes, though, I see myself being critical, and one sister said that for every Brahmin, if you could get to know the deep core of them, there's so much beauty inside. And so this time I came to Madhaban, I just thought, I just want to embrace everything. Whatever happens on the way, in drama, whoever I'm with, whatever, just embrace, embrace, embrace. And it was just such a beautiful experience of and knowing everything is positive and something to learn, if not fantastic.
So, Gudrun. Oh, Janet.
My name's Janet. I'm kind of from everywhere, wherever God wants me to be at any minute. For the last 20 years, my aim has just been to keep love alive, because I was very hard on myself for many years. And at the moment, I'm working on absorbing power, because I still took sorrow at Christmas time, and I was quite surprised. So Yeah, keeping love alive, like 95% of the time I can have a loving vibe. But if I get triggered at that time, my job's just to embrace that wounded part of me, that inner child, and send love inwards. So I have a thing about silence. I don't like noise. And I've just moved to a very remote part of Queensland for peace and quiet. And there's been these dogs that bark constantly and drove me absolutely mad in a very remote place. And I had chronic back pain for 6 years. And after being angry with those dogs, I don't have back pain anymore. So I had to allow that authentic voice to come through, because I tell you, when you've had no sleep for week after week, you know, eventually I had to say, F off, dogs. And then I felt better afterwards, because, you know, I just keep picking up the needle of my beingness and plonk it on Angel, and it'll stay there as long as possible. But if those dogs drive me nuts, just whatever's my authentic voice comes out, and then a second later it's gone out of my energy field. So that's my story at the moment.
Om Shanti, I'm Merle from the Philippines. I've been in Gyan for 39 years. You know, that question put me to thinking very deeply. I realized that what is important for me is security and safety, especially in a world which is volatile, uncertain, ambiguous, and complex. So I know that I can only find it if or achieve it if I am with Baba. And I come to Madhuban for my, you know, breath of fresh air and for recharging. And of course, Murli gives me that strength to be more secure about what I'm going to face in my life. So, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. My name is Gudrun from Germany. So what kept me through my Brahmin life was when Baba gave personal blessing, and he was telling me, I'm a hero actor, and no one else in the world can play that role, that made me very aware that I have to play my part. And later, because the situation are ups and downs and so on, but a hero actor is like you in the fairy tales, so he doesn't always look good, you know, but because he has a good heart, he got a lot of incognito help, like ants are coming, picking up the pearls, and all the tasks, always another task. But he knows inside, I will always win because of the good heart. And also Baba explained what a hero actor means, to play a part with Baba, with him, with God himself. So every part is beneficial. And in our sharing, so we also shared, it took a while, but drama is really beneficial. Even in that moment, we can't see it. But now I really like the drama. Even something is very uncomfortable, doesn't matter. I'm victorious. Om Shanti.
My name is Angelika from Germany. I'm in Gyan since 42 years. And yeah, Baba pulled me through, especially through the experience of love in meditation at the beginning. But the foundation for me was always the knowledge. Especially also the knowledge about the cycle. I was very intoxicated about that. And so in Germany there were a lot of up and down, and I think the foundation of knowledge kept me strong and stable, because I was not dependent from the atmosphere and the center and all this. So this was good. And then when I came to Madhuban, the first drishti from Bab Dada, this was the most wonderful experience for me. And what is important for me is at the beginning there was a lot of intoxication to reveal Baba. And also when there were programs and we fixed the posters, we were so much intoxicated. There were a lot of young people at the time in Hamburg Center. And we will reveal Baba. But this intoxication went down, and it was very merged a long time. But the last time it came up again, and I think this is it will become more also in the future now to reveal Baba. Yeah, Om Shanti.
Fran, you might have to stand, I think. the microphone lead is only. Fran, is the mic on? Yes. Okay.
Okay, so I've been with Baba 36 years, name is Fran, and I'm from Australia and currently in Wilton in New South Wales. And I was thinking that the thing that's kept me going and I've loved about this life is that the capacity to change oneself and the deep changes that I've had to make could only be possible just that absolute link with Baba. Because I've read many books and looked at different things over the time, and I still do because it's very interesting, but it keeps coming back that connection with God is really the key, the core thing that really changes the soul very deeply. Om Shanti.
By the way, Dave, could you actually explain what the space cadet mean? You used that term yesterday in the session. Someone who is a bit detached from reality. Then I will translate it in Polish. Okay. I'm Christopher from Warsaw, Poland. 40 years in Gyan. For the 17th time I came to Madhuban. A couple of months ago, I became retired, so I'm a very happy man. From my lucky quirk, I can observe how Raja Yoga over all these many years helped me to change my behavior, my way of thinking, and basically my life in a practical way.
Is there anyone else who would like to say something? Okay. Jasmine? Jasmine, we're just sharing what's important for me now in my Brahman life.
Thank you. Thank you. Om Shanti, everyone. Yes, my name is Jasmine from Trinidad. I've been with Baba for 45 years. What is important for me now is my deep relationship with Baba, bringing more and more realization for my own self-transformation to become the deity and to make help others to become. Om Shanti.
There's one more down here.
Om Shanti, Sarala from Malaysia. I find that as time is moving fast and coming close to the final moment, at every moment there is something to learn about. And Dharma is really doing its final part of refining my sanskaras. So I have to have a very positive attitude towards each scene of the drama, to learn from each scene, to reform and refine myself. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. I'm Mark from Australia, 39 years in Gyan. When Daddy Gosar left the body a couple of years ago, I asked you, Charlie, what happens now? And Charlie's response was, good. My thinking was, well, you know, we've been so used to Baba coming and giving us inspiration and direction personally, directly through the medium all these years. What happens now? And Charlie's response to me was basically we all have to step up. It's not on one individual to lead the yagya, it's like it's all of us, and especially all of us in this room, all these experienced souls. And last year was when I came to Manabun, was my first trip to Manabun in 20 years. And I had an incredibly powerful experience in the meeting, you know, watching the video down in Shantivan, of Baba's presence in the hall. And it really struck me then that Baba doesn't need a medium. And that also means that we don't need a medium, because we can experience Baba's presence whenever we need to, through whatever means we need to, whether that's watching a video, whether that's in our own yoga. It's like we have that connection with Baba, and it's that power of that connection which enables us all to step up.
I am Sol Emmeline, and in 3 days I am 35 years in Gyan.
Oh.
On the 7th of March. So it's the most wonderful moment, always has been. And I have asked this question, Charlie, many times, which is my aim in Brahmin life. And what really Baba wants me to do. And I do have wonderful relationship with Chi Baba since I was very young. And I used to ask a lot of questions. Why this world is so horrible? That was my word. How ugly, how unjustable. And I don't have religious background, which has helped me a lot. I didn't believe anyway, but I used to ask God, why some people rich, why people are poor, but why? Why do you make this such a world? Why did you send me to this world just to see ugliness? And well, time went through, and it was one day when I wanted to dance flamenco, and I got dizzy, and the teacher says, go to do yoga. But he didn't say why. Anyway, and that's how I came, and I listen the first course, and when it says you are a soul and you are immortal, wow, that was everything for me. And today is the purpose and my aim and my work is to be, is to practice that I am a soul and remembrances, and to be Baba help for this world to be finished as soon as possible.
Not for me, but for the whole world that is suffering.
Thank you, Emmeline. Thank you, everyone. And happy birthday also in 3 days' time. I was just looking at everyone sitting here and feeling that there's literally thousands of years of experience on the spiritual life with Baba in this room. And it's an amazing collection. I was remembering that time I met Baba when I was 10 years in Gyan. Baba said, just that you're here after 10 years, because he said, you must be powerful souls. Because, you know, in our countries there's very little, not the support perhaps which we have in India and other places. But I was thinking, how do you think this group, with all our experience of 35, 40, 45, 50 years, how can we contribute to the Yajna more as a group? What do you think we can do to really support Baba's Yajna, support the family, support the task of world transformation? Because each one has got an incredible experience of my relationship with Baba, all the challenges we've had. We're watching so many generations come through after us on this journey to Baba. And we've survived this long. I think it's an incredible achievement, just like I was saying, you know, 10 years or 1 year is like 2.5 years in India. So what do you feel? Does anyone have any thoughts how we as a group of, you know, older Brahmins, the old jewels, how we can really give more to Baba's Yajna, how we can really use our experience? Because I think my experience is that one is our love for Baba, but we have to express that love in some way that's relevant to me as a person, as a personality. So, yes, Janet. We've just got a few minutes left. If anyone has any thoughts, how you feel us as a group, and then.
In Australia, the Golden Oldies have been having a WhatsApp group, but also we've been having retreats a couple of times a year. And it's very, very honest, authentic sharing of those who are over 35 years in Gyan. And I think as we come closer as a group and we learn to have boundaries and speak respectfully, we learn so many things just being together with other oldies. But I think one time Baba, I got a blessing card and it said, unity. When each of us becomes whole, we will feel that we belong together. So we are becoming united as a group of old Brahmins and with respect with Charlie, and it works very nicely. And I think in other countries too, if that happens where the old Brahmins can get together, I think it's really important.
Thank you, Janet. Daksha.
So my name is Daksha. I'm from London. And I can resonate with what was shared earlier and what just Jen shared. A couple of things more I'd like to add is really stepping up, as was said, that what our seniors did for us, what Baba Mama did for us, can we do that generously for the family? Not just the ones we know or just when it's asked of us, but really through our mind to begin with and in every aspect. And secondly, embracing the younger generation and really putting them forward in terms of the glorification, because I think yoga power will do it, but mass media and social media, which we are probably not as good as, will bring a lot of glorification and reaching to masses. So really acknowledging that they have a role to play, and it's equally important, even if they are a few years younger than us physically in Gyan. Just embracing that. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else want to share something?
Shanti, I think it's a great idea that first we all can come together in a rosary or a WhatsApp group or something like that, so that this doesn't end here. This sharing doesn't end here, and we can together have that communication with each other. I think that's quite useful for me. I don't know about others. At the same time, one of the issues that I have observed in our country is that some are aging Brahmins in terms of physical as well as spiritual. So they, after the COVID, many of them like keeping themselves away. So there is not much of sustenance because physically they cannot go to the center. So I feel that some form of sustenance, continuous, that circle of Brahmin company in terms of Zoom or whatever, we need to have that communication with them, because otherwise, you know, they will be rotting in the rut. In that way, physically they will also deteriorate, and spiritually they are hanging on to Baba. But then what about the family? They can't physically move around so much. At least let us reach out to them in terms of trying to communicate with them through Zoom or whatever way, to try to, you know, bring that kind of happiness in their life, you know. We talk about creating heaven. I think we should create it now. Caring for them, caring for the older generations. And it is so important that we talk about heaven that is to come, but are we creating heaven now? The way of life that we are leading. We should lead heavenly life now. How, you know, in a real family situation, the older generations are looked upon by the younger ones, the middle level one, and you know, that kind of caring and sharing society. Then only we can glorify Baba. Glorify that this, we are the real model of the heavenly world. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, Lalita from Japan. I completely agree with what sister says, because sometimes heaven becomes something out there, but it's each individual, whether it's a BK or not a BK. And I think basically every human being is looking for love. That doesn't have to be only through Zoom or telephone calls, but even a touch, even asking what you need, even asking a Brahmin, do you need anything? Are you okay? We take it for granted that all Brahmins must be okay, they're so old in Gyan or whatever. And sometimes we are also probably embarrassed or ashamed to say that I'm not okay, and that I need you, I need people, I need something. So I think we have to be open in both ways, ourselves and also available to anyone. This goes beyond boundaries of whether I'm in Japan or UK or Australia. Anywhere, any Brahmin, or in fact any soul. Why only just the Brahmin? You know, we're going to create heaven, there are going to be human beings in this world. So I think every person that we can give time to, sometimes we are told, don't waste your time over other people, but I think, you know what, they need this as much as we need. And I think our heart has to be so open. And then when we give in this way, we will feel filled also, and we would have fulfilled, you know, Baba's task, I think.
Om Shanti. This is a big topic that has been discussed by the CNC, the Council of National Coordinators, and it's a question that has been raised, and it really hasn't been answered, so I really appreciate that there are people in this group answering the question. I think, you know, for me, the penny dropped a couple of days ago about living in limitless love. You know, I got it. That this is really what, when Baba said, love is the basis of your progress, I got it. That this is why Baba says, remember me with a lot of love, because when Baba's love can make me feel good, but it's my love which transforms and cleans the self and also gives me joy and gives me energy. So I really like this this kind of feeling that's coming out of this group, that living in limitless love, let's do it right now. I like the idea of the WhatsApp group, and I will definitely take that up with the CNC the next time we meet. I also like the idea of, personally, in our own life, we're all instruments of Baba, and we can actually spread a lot of love by just paying attention and being who we really are.
I think as time is getting very, very critically externally in the outside world, and all the new generation that are coming in Gyan, when they first take the Gyan, are very, very fragile. And I think we really have to serve them with our inner strength, really making them like we have to be a role model. There is too much knowledge outside, and I think what is really needed is yoga, is meditation. And I think to have regular like meditation, so they can really participate in that, really works, you know, to have more yoga, and they can experience Baba. Om Shanti.
Jasmine, you want to say something? Anyone else? We've literally got just a few minutes.
Yeah.
Mel? Melly?
To me, I think the way we can help is to continue to be the protectors of the Yagya, especially with the, you know, with the changing laws and taxes of the land, especially in the Philippines. We need to be more vigilant and more transparent and accountable and practice good governance.
Jasmine, you might have to come forward a little bit. Our mic has its limitations.
I'll meet you halfway.
I like the idea very much about the WhatsApp group, but I was thinking because of difficulty in time zones, but those in the same time zone, if we can have 1 hour yoga a month and share something on best practice. And I like the idea of protector of the Yagya when so many challenges are coming towards the Yagya this time. It can help. Okay.
Just to clarify, were you thinking of for this group of 35 plus 1 hour or for everybody? Just so I understand your...
I said different time zones will be there. So like the Caribbean time zone, maybe with America, can be in one time zone. We can fix 1 hour for us for the month. Another time zone, another hour. Yeah. Because to say everybody, it will be difficult at time zones. So I will try to initiate that in the Caribbean with our group and see how it goes.
Okay. Just a few suggestions have been made. One is really to have a WhatsApp group. I mean, who feels they're in too many WhatsApp groups already? Some do. Also, I think it was mentioned, you know, sometimes we've just had an hour here, and sometimes it takes a little bit of while to the deep feelings to come out, but already I think, you know, that deep stuff can emerge of what we want and how we can support. And it just occurred to me whether you feel, if we did come together, whether here in Madhuban as an older group for a retreat or somewhere in the world, is that a good idea? And if that is, who would come to such a thing if we had over 35s or 40 for like a week or something like that, where we do invite some of the elders, but we have discussions from the heart? Well, it's majority. Okay. How would you feel if I suggest that to the RC group? And who would prefer it to be here in India? Or would you prefer it some other part of the world? And if where? Australia. Australia. Okay, you're all invited to Australia. Can't promise we'll pay your tickets, though. But I mean it, if you are serious, I'm happy to suggest that we could have a gathering. So Daksha is saying ORC just before Madhuban or coming here. We can't do both. Anyway, in principle, everyone seems to like the idea. Good. So maybe we can think about that. Of course, yeah. I mean, maybe it's an... I don't know how many Brahmins around the world do you think there'd be over 35 years? Hundreds, many hundreds. Many hundreds, yeah. So in a way, I think here or ORC would probably be the most sensible place. And if we were to try something like that next October, is that realistic? I'm just putting out thoughts because if we suggest it... Sorry, this October, in six, seven months. Oh, what a shame. Yes, I understand.
My thought is that a lot of...
Okay.
Or
how about as a part of the double foreign season, maybe one in October, one in February or March, a week, especially for those around 35 years plus. And we create something especially, and it's a group from here, puts together some sort of program. I'm just sort of trying to get a few ideas because I'm happy to suggest if you like. Who would be happy if I suggest this to the RC group? ORC, one or the other. Okay. Sounds like we're going to have dozens of retreats next year for over 35s. Okay. Anyone else want to say something before we finish? What sort of help do you think the Yagya would need from a group like us? Once again, who would be interested in such a thing? Is anyone happy to organize such a thing? Anybody? I get a sense that Zoom and WhatsApp groups and things, there's so many of them, maybe it's more the connection, sitting in a room together, which is meaningful, I feel, at this point of time. But so we can suggest a few retreats, whether here in Madhuban ORC, in the season, and maybe, as Gopi's saying, you know, maybe in the double foreigner season, more of the old Brahmins can contribute. Okay. Anything else anyone would like to say? Marta, anything? Is there a microphone? Where's our microphone disappeared to? Yes, of course.
Perhaps I'm one of the youngest in this room. I came to Baba when I was 14, and I never thought that 39 years later I'll be here. And I think that one of the we could contribute is with yoga power. And yesterday, Baba in the Murli and in many other Abhyakt Murlis lately, Baba has been saying in how to identify those subtle threats that are still there. And perhaps, and I agree with Gopi that we could be there helping, but also in a subtle way, we can also help a lot. Just this. Om Shanti.
I mean, how do you feel as the elders of Double Foreign Service if we really contribute our yoga power? I mean, that's our specialty, right? We wouldn't be here if we didn't have yoga power. To me, that is quite special if we... I don't know how, because we all live in all corners, but if the elders of the Double Foreigners get together to support the Yajna, the Brahman family, and the time of change through our yoga power especially. It's quite special. I think it's like a contribution from the hearts of all of us. But how we organize that, I'm not sure. Do you have any thoughts how to do it when we're in Europe and North America and Asia and all corners?
I was mentioning it as a part of being aware of our own time for yoga. Not that we need, sometimes it's good to do it, but just to be aware that even that, it's something, not only for myself, but whenever I am having that powerful yoga, it's because of the benefit, not only of the whole world, but being as a protector of the Yajna too.
Who remembers maybe 25 years ago, who remembers Wendy Sargent? She did what they called the Symphony of Yoga, do you remember? And we all had an hour and it just went right around the world. That was amazing, wasn't it? Yeah. But I love this idea that we take that responsibility through our elevated thoughts and our yoga power to support Baba's task. Just maybe whenever we sit, we really become the responsible instruments to support everything. Yeah, it's very lovely. That's very achievable, isn't it? Totally achievable. Yeah. Yeah, World Meditation Hour time. Hmm. Okay. Well, I think we better wind up because we have to go to other things. Thank you. Thanks, everyone. It's lovely to come together. And so let's finish with just a couple of minutes. And I'm going to at least talk to the RC group, the double foreigner group, if we can have a few special periods for retreats for oldies. And secondly, maybe if we all carry that awareness that our role as elders of Baba's service is to support everything with our yoga power. Very lovely. Okay, shall we have a couple of minutes? Thank you.